Hi everyone, and welcome to Coffee Friday. We had created this segment for all of you curious souls who have busy schedules and would like to learn interesting things about the world, technologies, business, and life in general. That's why this segment, it is up to 10 minutes long and you can consume it while you drink your coffee in the morning. And now, let's get started. In this episode, we're going to talk about an article that I read, written by Vanessa Sochat. The title of the article is The 10 Best Practices for Remote Software Engineers. The 10 Best Practices for Remote Software Engineers. Number 1. Work on things you care. I think this is also important for software engineers who are not working remotely, but it is a nice thing to remind ourselves that when we care about the work we do, we're in the flow and the work just goes smooth. When you work remotely, there is a higher chance for us to procrastinate. And it could be because we don't like the task or it is way more difficult to find the right people to help us with that task. So knowing our why, knowing why we are doing this job, knowing that we like this job, really would help us to do a better work. The second one, it is define goals. And this is exactly important and useful not only for remote, but again, for software engineers on site. But a lot of times we just don't know our career goals, or we just go with the flow. And then a few years later, we end up in the same place as we started. It is always good to know what are our ambitions and where we would like to go. This is going to help us with our discussions with our managers and with other colleagues. So think about what technologies you would like to work and use now and in the future. How can you gain those knowledge? Do you need additional trainings? Or you can move to different teams, to something that you really enjoy. Or if you already enjoy what you do, would you like to grow in this position or would you like to really specialize in something particular? That is important for all of us, no matter if you're remote workers or on-site, to work on and to take control of. The next one, it is to define what productivity means to us. And this resonates with me because a lot of times at work, we are forced to do not urgent and not important things. And if you know what productivity means to us, and this might not be only writing code, this might be just helping this project to progress as fast as possible, or as well mentoring junior members so we can have less work in the future because all the knowledge is going to be spread throughout the teams. It is something so important. So if you think that you're not progressing in your work, no matter if you're working remotely or on-site, it is good to go step back and think about what productivity means for you and how you can be more productive. And this is as well connected to being in the flow and liking what you do, because when we are productive, when we see that we achieve something, we are more likely to continue doing that and to repeat the good habits. The next one, it is establish routine and environment. And this is quite important, especially if you're working remotely, because a lot of times I see for my colleagues and including myself that if I'm in the office, there is kind of a natural flow of just going to other people and just exchanging information. Working remotely, we're mostly stuck in one place, sitting in one computer without face-to-face real human interaction. So we need to define what our working place looks like. How is our light? Is it noisy or not? And as well, when we can have some breaks, because we don't have this kind of natural way to stand up and move somewhere. And because of that, because of the fact that people are just sitting on their chairs all the time, they might receive a lower back pain, which is not very good. So that's why establish routine environment, create regular breaks as well. And this could help you to be more productive. If you constantly feel pain, then it can be harder for you to be productive throughout the day. The next thing the author shared was keep the connection with your colleagues. And I really like this one because I'm doing this one at my work as well. No matter if it is just a regular chat with colleagues or going to internal forums and sharing some information, I think this is important way for us to stay connected no matter if we are remotely working or if we are on site. And this sometimes is an advantage when you are doing this remotely because you can reach out way more colleagues who are working in a different branches of your company if you're working in a multinational company as well, so you can get even more perspectives. The next one, which it's also very good, it's called Practice Empathy Review. And the point here is that when we are face to face, we can actually have some visual cues when we do a feedback, how other people are reacting to that feedback. But when we are doing this remotely, we might do it with camera on or camera off. So it's harder for us to understand if the other person understood our feedback the way it was meant. And let's face it, a lot of the work that we will do now, it is quite international. So we are surrounded by amazing international colleagues, and having this kind of a courage to be empathetic and really understand how this feedback it is taken by the other person and the other culture, it is going to really help us to be more productive and to eliminate any possible misunderstandings or conflicts in the future. And the last one I really like is to have self-compassion. And that is important because no matter if you're in the office or working remotely, there will be one of those days that nothing is going to work as expected and we're going to be upset or disappointed by something that was broken, maybe by us or maybe by another person, or maybe it's something that is outside of our control. Being in the office, it might be easier to just share this with your colleagues, and working remotely, it can be harder, but having the chance to practice self-compassion, to just release this tension, maybe it will be just by getting out of your computer and just have a small walk, or just create for yourself a coffee, or just try to meditate, or just try to accept that the situation is outside of your control, can help you to reduce stress and to increase the satisfaction of the work that you have already produced. Those were the top ideas I found in the article, The 10 Best Practices for Remote Software Engineers. I hope you can take something for you, which is going to help you to become even better and more productive software engineer in the future, even if you're not a software engineer, would help you to become a better remote worker. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a pleasure to deliver it to you. My name is Alex, and if you want to learn more about Best Alumni Network, you can visit our website www.bestalumni.net. Until next time, take care.